So this weekend marks the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, with many taking the opportunity to celebrate the occasion. But Tesco has been accused of leaving its staff out of national celebrations. Special commemoration badges will be supplied and worn by all Tesco staff in the rest of the UK, but not in Northern Ireland. Tesco have said, in Northern Ireland, we decided to do things slightly differently and are supporting the Tourist Board's Our Time, Our Place campaign. Our stores in Northern Ireland were sent the standard Jubilee kits by mistake. So Tesco won't allow any of their staff to wear these Jubilee kits, these commemoration badges that they're allowing their staff to wear throughout the rest of the UK. Commentator Jude Collins with us this morning, the DUP's Gregory Campbell with us this morning as well. Morning to you, Jude. Morning to you, Gregory.
Good morning.
Gregory, what do you think's going on here?
Well, one of our councillors in Limavady was approached by a member of the public who had indicated that there had been an incident in the Tesco Superstore in Limavady where a member of staff had been wearing, and if anyone looks at the front page of the Belfast Telegraph, they will see quite an offensive badge with a crown and commemorating the Diamond Jubilee underneath it. And the member of staff was being told that they had to remove the badge. And this obviously created quite a bit of controversy. We had a meeting yesterday with senior Tesco people from Northern Ireland and the local store, and we were told that all 36 superstores in Northern Ireland had been sent a batch of Jubilee memorabilia for staff by mistake, and that each of the stores had been told not to distribute the badges. Now, whether the information didn't get to this particular store or whatever, we don't know. But those badges were given out and were then recalled. So our issue with Tesco's is, well, why are you not celebrating a non-controversial, inoffensive, celebratory event that everyone else is quite happy?
Well, you know the answer to that. You know the answer to that, don't you?
Well, no, I don't know the answer to that, because Tesco, I mean, we're not talking about something that is divisive here, Stephen. You know, if Martin McGuinness, who used to be the 2IC of the Provisional IRA, can give a gift to Her Majesty the Queen in an inoffensive and non-controversial manner, I don't see why Tesco can't join in the celebrations as everyone else is.
Well, I would presume, Gregory, and let Tesco do the talking, so I'm not presuming, but I would presume that someone has briefed them that, look, Northern Ireland, it's different. Look at the background there, Illinois, one side of the community. Don't get, you can hear them say it now over in England, don't get embroiled in controversy over there. Oh, no, you couldn't do that. You know, one side of the community would be deeply upset. You've got to do things differently in Northern Ireland. You know rightly that's what's going on.
Yeah, but the point that you're making about controversy and avoid it and you know, let's do things differently, there isn't a controversy about this, or at least there wasn't until yesterday. You know, everyone else doesn't have a difficulty. Why does Tesco do have a difficulty? You know, and I mean, if they say, and they did say yesterday that there are regional variations, I mean, you could make the case in Scotland, because there is a political issue arising in Scotland about whether Scotland should remain part of the UK or not, some people might say in Tesco, well, let's not do it in Scotland either, because that could be divisive there. But they didn't do that. As far as we are aware, it appears that in other parts of the UK, they've simply proceeded with this badge wearing for the course of the couple of days, and they're not doing it in Northern Ireland. Now, to be fair to Tesco, they are saying that they're doing other things to commemorate the Jubilee. Well, we've said to them, well, spell them out. Let's hear what they are, and let's try and ensure that there is some uniformity across the UK.
How big a deal is this to you? Does it really matter?
Well, it certainly mattered to the people in the store whenever they were there as customers of Tesco. And remember this, Stephen, there were members of the public there who were shopping in Tesco. They were giving their hard-earned cash to the store to acquire product that Tesco had on display and were selling. Now, they were doing that, and Tesco, at the very same time, as the store was selling produce, there was a member of staff ensuring that another member of staff had to remove a badge that was to commemorate the Jubilee. So you can imagine how the members of the public felt when they saw that. So I think Tesco, at the very to start off with today, they should apologise to the members of staff and to the members of public, the members of the public who took offence at what happened, and then spell out what they do intend to do for the Jubilee weekend.
Jude?
Well, I think you can take one thing for sure, and that is that Tesco is making a commercial decision here. It's nothing to do with politics as far as they're concerned. The politics may form the background to it, but they make decisions on what will ultimately be good for their company and ultimately sell more products. They believe, I'm sure, that if they have all of their staff required to wear a badge commemorating the Diamond Jubilee of the Queen, that that will at least annoy or irritate some people, whether it's members of staff or whether it's customers coming in. Some people it might even infuriate. Gregory says there's no controversy about it. Nobody disagrees. Gregory knows that's not true. You know, the nationalist people in general, there may be some. We've heard Martin McGuinness is expressing a willingness, as I gather, to meet the Queen. That's his view. But I don't think you should assume that because Martin McGuinness or somebody else takes a particular position, that everybody else in the nationalist and Republican population are going to do exactly the same thing. But I come back to this central point.
Is McGuinness right to meet the Queen, by the way, Jude?
Sorry?
Is McGuinness right to meet the Queen?
That's a matter for him.
But in your view, is he right?
First of all, that's a matter for him. And secondly, if you want my view on it, it would depend on what that is meant to represent. When the Queen visited the 26 counties, my point, and I think you know this, then was whether or not this was being presented as the final solution. You know, the Irish question was over. Now, I think that was a false bill of goods that was sold to the people of the 26 counties. We know that for centuries there has been division and hatred and bloodshed between Ireland and England. And we also know the source of that. The source of that was that England was claiming the right to jurisdiction in Ireland.
I'm looking at
in the 26 counties, that's gone, but it's not gone in the north of Ireland for a whole range of reasons that we all know.
Yeah, I know it was me that brought you off on a tangent there. I want to come back to the Tesco story. I'm just looking at this headline in the Belfast Telegraph, front page today, Tesco hit by Jubilee badge round. It's just striking me this morning, Gregory. I want to get a sense of what people actually think about this through the phone. So 0845 955 678. But it's striking me this morning, Gregory, that an English company, a British company, that's what Tesco is, they're afraid, clearly, to allow their staff to wear these badges, and yet we do have, and the comparison you draw is a really interesting one as to where we are in Northern Ireland. We have Martin McGuinness going a step closer now than the British company Tesco is. Did you ever think you'd see the day, Gregory?
Well, that was precisely the point I put to Tesco management yesterday. But, Stephen, let's look at this argument. There is a huge gaping hole in the argument that Jude has just put in terms of the commercial sensitivities. And the huge gaping hole is called St. Patrick's Day. Because on St. Patrick's Day each year, in each of these same Tesco superstores, there are shamrocks, shillelaghs, green items, all items to commemorate St. Patrick's Day weekend, or if it happens to be in the middle of the week. Now, all of the arguments that Jude or others might put about sensitivities regarding the Queen's Jubilee, all of them could be put about St. Patrick's Day. But can you imagine what the row would have been had a member of the public been in a superstore in Tesco, somewhere in Northern Ireland, when a member of staff, senior member of staff, was saying to someone at the checkout who worked in Tesco, you've got to take that green off there for St. Patrick's Day. That was a mistake. We shouldn't have given those out. Can you imagine what the sensitivities would have been? Tesco's didn't do that. They commemorate St. Patrick's Day, and they're quite entitled to do that. Now, if that applies to St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March, and that's every year, this is a diamond jubilee which none of us that are of a certain vintage will ever see the like of again, and maybe no one else will see it either. So this is a one-off. So the commercial argument simply doesn't stack up.